Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
All right, since we're special and we get to try these new menu items from Good Eats Kitchen before anybody else for lunch today, and I know that you're busy too, and I've been really busy getting the Eagle ready for the game and everything this weekend, I had the shrimp and pimento stuffed mushrooms.
Something you could just easily whip up in your kitchen on any given day, right, Michelle?
Right, and they're big, juicy Gulf shrimp too. I mean, it was fantastic, like on a bed of spinach at my desk, you know, with my headphones on.
That's a great point. Like, we talk about that it's chef prepared, but you're not grabbing the frozen meal out of the freezer section with Good Eats Kitchen. You're talking about chef prepared meals that are fresh. It's not frozen. You pop it in the microwave for about 90 seconds. It gives you those specific instructions, and then you're eating chef prepared meals for every meal, and it's super affordable, and you don't have to cook, and you don't have to go to the store, and you save time and you save money. And I don't know why everybody wouldn't do this, either a la carte going into one of the storefronts or get on the 3 or 5 day meal plan. It's so easy. Just try it. If you haven't done it, just try it. I had chicken piccata meatballs.
Oh, yum. That is another new menu item coming next week.
If you love chicken piccata, they do a little twist on it, turning it into a meatball. Had some potatoes with some green beans as well. Hot diggity dog.
And if you mention Matt's Moment, you get 20% off. That's either in their retail locations or also online, too. And it makes us look good, so that helps.
Love Good Eats Kitchen. Love that football season's almost here.
Yes.
We mentioned to you yesterday, LSU released their first depth chart. Well, yesterday evening, we found out some news about two LSU cornerbacks, now former LSU cornerbacks. If you remember, one of the things we pointed out yesterday on the depth chart, and when you think of LSU, especially defensively, I mean, they've got the DBU moniker. It's been Tyrann Mathieu and Patrick Peterson and now Grant Delpit. I mean, they've always had great defensive backs. You know, Mo Claiborne. But they're actually really thin at cornerback this year. They've got Christian Fulton back, who's, you know, All-American. But after that, the other four cornerbacks are all true freshmen. Now, Derek Stingley's one of those guys, big-time player. But Manny Netherly, who was a converted wide receiver to corner, he announced he's entered the transfer portal. So he is, his time at LSU is done. He's going to be leaving the program. And then another cornerback who we knew had entered the transfer portal already, Kelvin Joseph, Baton Rouge kid, you know, top 50 player in the country a year ago, played a lot as a freshman. He has decided he's transferring to Kentucky. So there's good news, bad news there. You know, you hate to lose the guy, and you play him in Lexington in 2021. But the bad news whenever someone transfers is if they go to a place where you have to play them every year. So if he had gone to Auburn or Florida or Mississippi State, one of the other schools he was considering, that really sucks because not only did he leave you, but he's going to someone you have to now beat every year.
Right.
So LSU's DBU, Michelle, they've always got great talent, and they coach them up, and it's like, I know they're going to be awesome, but they're super thin, and if they suffer any type of injury or setback at cornerback, they could be in a bind this year.